I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts here in Santa Fe, and she's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So it is spring. The trees are in full bloom, and it's sunny and warm and breezy.
It's good to be in Santa Fe right now.
It sure is. Probably good to be anywhere in the entire United States of America.
This is true. But we're especially lucky.
We are indeed. So what's going on this weekend?
What's going on this weekend? A lot of things. I'm going to start with what's going on at the Lenzic. Although, the Lenzic is a little bit quiet this weekend. We had a very, very busy week. So this weekend, the stage itself is quiet. We have something exciting going on next Friday that I'd like to mention because tickets are on sale now. It's the 15th annual Nuestra Musica. It's a celebration of New Mexico music put together by some wonderful musicologists, including the great Jack Leffler
the
of Santa Fe. And it's a really popular event every year. And if you haven't been, this would be a good time to check it out. It's just really fun to see all the New Mexican musicians who have come. Some of them are kind of old timers who have been doing this a long time. And we have favorites like we have every year, Trio Jalapeno, Cipriano Vigil and his family will be performing. You can get more information and tickets at ticketsantafe.org.
Excellent. Now, we have, this one is not in state. We have Cat of the Week. And we usually do Cat of the Week in the middle, but I think we should lead with Cat of the Week right near the beginning of the show. This week's featured cat is named Nina. She's still a bit shy, but given time and individual loving attention, she's expected to grow into a wonderful companion kitty. She's a beautiful girl with a short, mostly white coat and brown tabby areas in her forehead, and she's born approximately 2 years ago. She's a two-year-old kitty. If you would like to adopt her, please call 316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can go to fnfnm.org. And you can also go to Petco. The adoption advisors are there Thursday through Saturday from 1 to 4, and at Tecatu in San Busco, first Saturday of every month, and I guess that means tomorrow from 10 to 2. Also, check out Prosperous Pets.
It's a special weekend and week ahead for Christianity and Judaism, of course, with Passover and Easter. There's a Santa Fe Pro Musica concert called Baroque Holy Week. They do it every year. It takes place at the Loreto Chapel, and they will be playing in the chapel tonight and tomorrow night, tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 6, featuring, soprano Catherine Mueller and mezzo-soprano Deborah Domansky. You can still get tickets. You can go to ticketsantafe.org for that one, too.
David Geist has a new CD coming out, and we're going to have him on the air next week. We actually had him on the air last week, but our transmitter went down, and so we're going to air the segment, I think, on Tuesday. But he's got a new disc called Inside the Flame, which is his own original compositions, and it's really great. It's a very beautiful and kind of expansive, rich sound that he makes on the piano, and he is playing tonight and tomorrow at Geist Cabaret at Pranzo Restaurant, Pranzo Italian Grill in San Busco Center, and always fun to go see him and hear him play and eat that delicious food.
Good for him. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Heath Concerts is presenting a concert on Tuesday night at the Lenzic. It's X, the LA-based punk band from the 80s. They will be performing on Tuesday evening at the Lenzic. It is not an acoustic show. I think some people, including myself, had thought it was, but it is not. And tickets are still available. That is Tuesday at 7:30. You can call the Lenzic or ticketsantafe.org for that one. And on Wednesday, there's a really great Lannan Foundation event at the Lenzic. It's part of their...
In
Pursuit of Cultural Freedom?
Yeah,
it was... It's a tongue twister, but it is, and have you spoken with these guys on your show?
No, okay. I haven't.
It's Ta-Nehisi Coates, who's from the Atlantic Magazine with Michelle Norris, and they will be talking about many things, but including Coates' latest book, which is called The Case for Reparations. It's not a book, it's a piece from the Atlantic Magazine, actually. The Case for Reparations, which is, he traces the history of racism in the United States from slavery to recent examples of housing discrimination. super timely topic here in Santa Fe and
very much
the country. So,
and those talks are always fantastic.
Always. I'm going to go to this one.
Yay. Friday tonight at Collected Works Bookstore, there is a reading and book signing by Jim Ruland, author of the novel Forest of Fortune. Jim is the books columnist for the San Diego City Beat, and his column, The Floating Library, appears every 3 weeks. He also writes for the Los Angeles Times and Razor Cake, America's only nonprofit independent music zine.
That's a great name.
I know. It sounds, my teeth hurt. And he's currently collaborating with Keith Morris, founding member of Black Flag, Circle Jerks, and Off, on his memoir, My Damage, 40 Years on the Front Lines of Punk, which will be published in a couple of years. Anyway, that's tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works. And then on Wednesday from 5 to 7, Verde Juice has opened a new location at Collected Works.
They have.
You can enjoy free samples of their cold-pressed juice on Wednesday from 5 to 7. And excuse me.
We're both coughing over here. It's allergy season.
Yeah. I guess you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any home remedies, can you please email them at radiocafe@ksfr.org. That would be awesome. In any case, then Thursday, April 9th at 6 o'clock, Joel Bernstein, who has been a tenured college professor, writer, bareback rider, cowboy, and rancher for more than 15 years in Wyoming, Montana, Arizona, New Mexico, will read and sign his books. His books include Bucks County, a novel of the modern West, and Wild Ride, the history of the Western Rodeo. So that is a whole lot going on at Collected Works Bookstore.
There's a new staging of Macbeth, Shakespeare's legendary tragedy, at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It opened last night, I believe, but tonight is a special opening evening gala. This play, everyone knows Macbeth, but it stars Matt Sanford. He's a young
Yay.
Santa Fe actor, a great guy, works at the Lensic as well, as Macbeth, and Kelly Kiernan as Lady Macbeth. It's
Yay.
A 90-minute rendition of Macbeth, so you don't have to devote the whole evening, but you can get more information about that at santafeplayhouse.org. And I'm
Excellent.
Sure Matt's going to be great.
And the fabulous Elena Zachary is one of the witches.
Ah, really?
Yeah, they've got you know, the whole thing, double, toil, and triple.
The witches are the best.
What do we have going on? Let's take a look here. Opening today at Eye on the Mountain Art Gallery at 614 Agua Fria is Colorful Spring Double Feature Art Show, Two Women, One Show, Contemporary Plein Air Colorists, featuring new canvases by Rachel Hausman and Paula Swain, opening, I guess, today. For more information, eyeonthemountaingallery.com.
There's a performance tonight at Gig Performance Space by Andy Milne and Dap Theory. Dap Theory is a quintet that blends contemporary funk, groove, and hip-hop into jazz with such seamless, casual precision it's almost freaky, said LA Weekly. This is at Gig tonight. It looks like a great event. You can get more information at gigsantafe.com.
Excellent. And there is an open mic night for poetry. Teatro Paraguas has open mic night the first Monday of every month at 6:30. You can show up at 6 to sign up. And you can participate in April's National Poetry Month and sign up to read a poem or two at the most lively open mic in town. And I was told that no trees were killed in the creation of the email.
That's good. Tuesday would have been the legendary Billie Holiday's 100th birthday. And in honor of Billie Holiday, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's Contemporary Music Program is hosting a tribute event. It will feature several performers from Santa Fe singing her songs. It will begin with a screening of the 1972 film Lady Sings the Blues, followed by a live performance. I guess these are singers and jazz faculty from the college that are singing. It'll include Rachel Dupard, Cabria Scott, and many others. This event will run from 7 to 9. It's in the Forum on the campus. And for more information about that, you can go to santafeuniversity.edu.
Children First Co-Parenting Support Services, whom we will have on the air, I think on Monday, is offering classes to support parents and children experiencing the challenges of separation and divorce. The next round of classes begins this coming Monday, the 6th of April, and Thursday, the 9th of April. They have classes on Mondays and Thursdays so that separating parents can go on different nights. For more information or to register, you can call Lisa at 660-5494. You can go to childrenfirstnm.org. And that's a pretty cool organization.
Have you heard about Creative Mornings yet?
No.
It's one of those deals that's a national thing that different cities start their own chapter of Creative Mornings, and then they have, I guess once a month, they will meet and have a speaker and kind of networking. And it's designed for graphic designers, authors, artists, and other creative professionals, of which we have many in Santa Fe. Well, this week on Wednesday is the first one. It's being organized by Meredith Davidson at the New Mexico History Museum. But it features my fearless leader at the Lensic, Bob Martin. He'll be the first speaker in this talk.
Yay!
He'll be speaking on the topic of humility, which is it's the theme for the whole National Creative Mornings network. They're in 110 cities, and Santa Fe we have our own chapter, which sounds pretty cool. You can get more information at creativemornings.com, or you can show up. It's a free event on April 8th, which is Wednesday, from 9 to 10 at the History Museum on Lincoln Avenue.
There is a book signing event this coming Thursday, the 9th of April at 4:30 at the ARC Bookstore at 133 Romero Street here in Santa Fe. The book signing is of In the Lotus of the Heart, The Essence of Relationships. And you can go to arcbooks.com for more information. The author is the spiritual teacher Shubhraji. She will also be speaking, let's see, it looks like, oh, she will be speaking from 3 to 5 on Saturday, the 11th of April, also at Bookworks in Albuquerque. So if you're closer down there and you were drawn to do that, you can check it out in either city. And you can also go to inthelotusoftheheart.com.
It's a big flamenco weekend. We've been having we've always had great flamenco, but it seems like we're getting more and more. We have the great Juan Cidi, who will be back at the Lensic this summer. We had Jesus Munoz Flamenco from Albuquerque at the Lensic a couple of weeks ago. And this weekend it's not at the Lensic, but at El Museo Cultural, we will have La Huerga Flamenco Ensemble. That'll be Friday tonight at 7:30. Maybe some of you know these artists. It'll feature Jose Chuscales Valle, Alejandro Paez, Jose Cortes, Manuel Gutierrez, and Carlos Manchaca. And that's at El Museo tonight. For more info, you can call 992-0591. If you want more flamenco, tomorrow night there's a show at El Mesón, which 983-6756. That's a flamenco show with the Flamenco Dompas, I think it's Flamenco Compas troupe, and you do need reservations for that one.
Lots of flamenco and really all-star lineups. These are amazing artists. I've lived here for so long and continue to be blown away at the caliber of artistry that we have at just like these casual venues where you walk in and you know have the people there and there are these folks. So, you know, if you're trying to make a decision whether to stay home and watch television or go out, go out.
Go out. And in Santa Fe, especially with the better weather, you can practically just walk around a bit, stroll into the rail yard, and you'll find something cool going on.
Monday, April 6th at the Lensic. Did you talk about this already? The Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center?
Is this the Wuhan?
Yes, indeed.
Please tell us.
David Finkel, Wuhan, Daniel Hope, and Paul Neubauer are playing at the Lensic. It's part of the Spring Celebrity Series. And they're playing Mahler, Schumann, and Brahms. And it looks to be a fantastic, amazing show. Their reviews are like off the charts fantastic. And so that's Monday at the Lensic. And the variety of ticket prices makes it affordable for just about anybody.
Here's an affordable one. It's free. It's a talk Saturday night at the Travel Bug. It's a talk called 28 Countries on a Budget. And this is a talk put on by local young woman Ariana Throne. She's 25, and she spent the last 2 years traveling the world on her own. I'm assuming it was But it doesn't say, yes, it does, on a budget. Yeah, she was on a budget. So she's going to tell people how they can go plan their own round-the-world adventure and kind of encourage you to quit that job, put aside those responsibilities, give your pets to Mary Charlotte to take care of while you go around the world and discover yourself. This is Saturday night at the Travel Bug.
It's funny because you hear that and you think, oh my goodness, you know, she's so young, traveling around the world. But we were doing that when we were 19 and there was no internet.
Hey, good point.
Yeah. I mean, when you
No offense, Ariana. We're very proud of you.
No. I mean, I remember being stuck at small train stations.
And all you have is the Lonely Planet, which the number doesn't work.
Right.
The number doesn't work in there. Yeah.
Citizens Climate Lobby is having their monthly meeting at the Montañita Co-op on Saturday. That's tomorrow at 10 o'clock. The agenda will be to continue to be action-oriented, asking for, reports, volunteering, and so on. But the guest on the national call is George Marshall, author of Don't Even Think About It, Why Our Brains Are Wired to Ignore Climate Change.
Wow.
That sounds like an interesting book. So that's tomorrow, and they're doing terrific work over there. So check it out. And what is their website? I don't know. You'll have to look up Citizens Climate Lobby. Oh, citizensclimatelobby.org.
You probably will talk to this person or have. It's in conjunction with the upcoming Santa Fe Institute community lecture series. Both Mary Charlotte and I are suffering allergies this morning, big time. Santa Fe Institute's community lecture series this Wednesday at 7:30 at the James A. Little. The title is Adaptive Intervention, Healing with Data. And it is a talk by the 2013 MacArthur Fellow, Susan Murphy. She's a professor at the University of Michigan, excuse me, where I went, incidentally. And she's a statistician who believes that generalized treatment approaches simply don't take into account critical individual differences like patient response, risk, burden, etc. I can hardly make sense of it as I read it, but clearly she's going to be talking about how we can use data more effectively to come up with more effective treatment options for patients.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Definitely not to be missed. And I think it's on the same night as the Lannan talk.
Wednesday's there's creative mornings in the morning, the Lannan talk, and this. Wednesday's
yeah.
a big day in
That's a big day.
Community.
What are we going to do? And I've been trying to schedule so that we can get her on the air, so with any luck, we'll have her next week. But if not, KSFR is actually now broadcasting the Santa Fe Institute community lectures.
I didn't know that.
And there was one that I missed that I heard on the radio the other day, and they're very, very good. And,
oh,
and usually
fantastic.
They make excellent audio. Even if there's a few visual aids, you can still really pretty much get the idea.
Thank you, KSFR.
Yay, KSFR. Education is Not a Crime. It's a screening of the film To Light a Candle with discussion to follow, and that's tomorrow, the 4th of April, at 1 o'clock at the Santa Fe Public Library. So that is, I don't know too much about it, but here it is. It's about the Iranian government's denial of higher education to the Baha'is of Iran and the underground university that they have created to pursue their desire to learn. So there's more at educationisnotacrime.me, and so that's tomorrow.
There's a magic show. When is this? It is Saturday, tomorrow, at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Francis Menotti is doing a magic show at 1:30 and 6:30. I bet there's a lot more going on at the Jean Cocteau that we could talk about if we can find it.
So you go ahead and look that up, and I will mention that there is a show opening at William Talbot Fine Arts called Missions and Moradas, Icons of New Mexico, 1925 to 1985. And there's no reception, but they're open every day from 10 to 5, and That's a terrific gallery at 129 West San Francisco, up on the second floor. It's a few doors down from the Lensic.
I am looking at the Jean Cocteau's webpage, which is jeancocteaucinema.com. There are some great movies this weekend, and I think the magic show is the main event, and that's tomorrow. And Steve Martin has a blurb. He calls the magic show very clever. There are some other movies, including The Wrecking Crew, Serena. And it looks like they're going to be having a 30th anniversary brunch for the Breakfast Club movie, which is cute. Get it? Breakfast, brunch. First show is Saturday tomorrow. The next show is Sunday. And when is the brunch? All patrons to the movie, you will receive a brown bag brunch consisting of a breakfast burrito, cookies, and a drink.
And was that like Molly Ringwald and Emilio Estevez?
It was. I'm looking at their pictures now.
Yeah.
And
man, those 80s movies. Some of them stand, like those 80s teenage high school movies, some of them stand the test of time.
They do. And this one is, a lot of people still love it. It's hard to believe it was 30 years ago. You know, while we're mentioning breakfast, I forgot to say something important about the Creative Mornings talk Wednesday morning. I'm quite sure, and I'm going to check right now, that it will feature coffee and pastries from right here at the Santa Fe Baking Company. So I want to add that and give them a little shout out.
The Meyer Gallery, which I don't know where they are. Where's the Meyer Gallery? Ladies and gentlemen, include your addresses on your things, please.
You know what? I'm going to guess it's on Canyon Road. How's that?
Yeah, let's go ahead and guess that. But I'm reading it because they have exhibitions of realist paintings, and there are some quite exquisite paintings, and one of them is of a Jack Russell Terrier.
Very nice.
Or some kind of dog that looks like my old dog, Honey. Anyway, sorry.
Close enough, right? There's a recital at St. John's today if you like classical music. It's a free concert in the Great Hall. Starts at 12:10, and it features Peter Pisik, who's, I believe he's on staff at St. John's, on faculty.
He's their resident artist and a tutor there, and he's absolutely brilliant in every way.
Excellent. It looks like tenor James Onstad, accompanied by Nathan Salazar, will also be... That's tonight. Okay, so they've got two concerts. One, they're both free. One's at noon, and that's Peter Pisik. And tonight you can hear James Onstad, accompanied by Nathan Salazar, playing Rachmaninoff and Schubert. And that's at 7:30 tonight at St. John's in the Great Room, Great Hall.
They're in the Great Hall. Here is a sneak preview, and that is that Word Overall, Walt Whitman and Pablo Neruda, which is a celebration of the poetry of these two poets of the Americas, is being held over. It was so popular that they decided to add some extra shows. So not this weekend, but next weekend, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, it will be at Teatro Paraguas. So you can go over there and check it out. It's at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday. But don't go this weekend.
Because it's not this weekend. I'm looking for something else, MC. Do you have another one by chance?
What have we got here? Let's see. I think there's something going on at Opposite Books. So also give me a minute. I want to also thank everybody who donated during the KSFR fund drive. Our fund drive went one day longer than it usually does because, we had a transmitter outage. And so everybody who donated, we thank you, and everybody who didn't donate but would still like to, it's very easy. All you have to do is go to ksfr.org and hit the pledge button, and you can become a big part of the KSFR family, which we always deeply appreciate.
There's some great films coming up this weekend at the CCA Cinematheque. Seymour, An Introduction, is the film about the pianist Seymour Bernstein, who was little known. He was a legend among pianists, and he one day decided he would stop performing, and this is all about his life. That's all I know. It says, Meet the Yoda of Piano Instruction. That's what they call him. There's another movie called An Honest Liar, which is a movie about James the Amazing Randi, who is a very famous magician in his time, and then the best-known debunker, a man who took on frauds of all shapes and sizes. This got a great review from critics, and Randi will be on Skype for a live Q&A after the 6 p.m. show, which is tonight.
Most excellent. And don't forget the screen also on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. There's a movie there called Amour Fou, which I think means, does that mean crazy love? Anyway, there's the Marquise of O, There's Timbuktu, On the Way to School, lots of terrific movies over at the screen. Don't forget the CCA, Jean Cocteau, and Diana Delling. Diana Delling is with us many Fridays, speaking of the arts. She's with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts. Thank you so much for coming in this fine morning.
Thanks for having me, and hope to see everyone at Nuestra Musica next Friday.
Yay.